Welcome to our podcast, Shockers Learning Out Loud, where we talk about the fear, the excitement, the setbacks, and most importantly, the accomplishments that come along with being an adult learner.
That was your host, Dr. Pamela O'Neill, and I'm your co-host, Dr. Amber Anderson. And we are the Office of Online and Adult Learning. Although our department merged happened recently, Pam and I have been having fun collaborating for years. We have one goal at WSU, and that's to advocate for our online and adult learners. Our adult learners are working full-time jobs, caretaking for a family member, raising a family themselves, and involved in the community. So, needless to say, their time is limited. And we know that, and we feel you guys. Our office wants to advocate for your success. So, stay tuned for the voices of your adult learning peers as we unpack funny fails, inspiring wins, and mostly the adult learning experience.
With us today is adult learner Ryan Littlejohn. Welcome, Ryan. Why don't you get us started by telling us a little bit about yourself?
Okay. So from born and raised in Wichita, Kansas, actually grew up not too far from campus. Attended quite a few Wichita State basketball games when I was younger.
Ooh,
Shucks. Yeah. Been in Wichita pretty much my whole life. Graduated from East High. Kind of did my early stint in college and didn't really do so well. And took a break and kind of joined the workforce. Worked for a while.
Yes.
And then had some interest in nursing and went back to school for that. And then just didn't really, after I got my actual LPN, I just didn't want to go any further with it. And I kind of lost passion behind that. And then got back into the workforce, and that's where I learned a lot of leadership stuff. And then just recently learned about the organizational leadership degree that you guys offer through Bobby Gandu. Shout out Bobby. And got hooked up with that program, got readmitted to Wichita State, and I'll be done in December. Everything works out well, so.
That's phenomenal.
Is that program online, or is it a mix, or?
You can choose. So they have online, they have in-person. I actually had to do an in-person for my English, too. And I don't know how I missed that. Of all the credit hours I've taken, hundreds, probably thousands. I probably have enough to get a couple degrees, but I don't know how I missed it. But I actually had to show up in person last semester at 8 in the morning, twice a week. But
right.
It was all good. It was a good class, and it was good to mingle with the young ones. So,
good.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, I know that, like, taking those classes can be interesting as an adult learner. Yeah. You said earlier we find so many of our students do this, like yourself, that kind of start off and maybe go to college almost a little too early or have other intentions, they're out on their own for the first time. Is that what you would say happened to you, or?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what happened. The whole point of me going to school after I graduated high school was so my mom would not be on my head. She was adamant that I needed a college education. And she wasn't wrong. I'm not saying she was wrong,
right.
But it just wasn't time for me to go. And I didn't know that you could take a break and come. Like, mm-hmm. I just was like, well, this is what you do. You know, after you graduate high school, you go right into college and then you graduate college.
I think especially when your parents had college degrees, right?
Yeah, my mother did, yeah. She graduated from Wichita State. She graduated from Newman University, mm-hmm. Sorry.
Okay.
So that's what she had on me.
Yeah.
She just
so
constantly
like,
pushed
go.
Me. Yeah, get your education. I'm like, okay.
You know, and that's funny because I was going to go right out of high school, like yourself. And I was playing summer softball. And it was the last inning of the last game of summer that I slid into third base, tore the ligament in my knee.
Uh-oh.
And, of course, this is back in the late 80s. And my doctor, I'll never forget, looks at me and says, you're not going anywhere for a year. Which included college.
Mm.
And I was heartbroken because all my friends were going to college too. Turns out, I think it was probably the best thing that ever happened to me because I came back at the age of 31, I'm like, okay, you're paying for this. You've got one shot. And
this
I was telling myself, don't screw up.
Yeah.
Do you kind of feel that way now that you're out, or how are you looking at college differently from when you were 18 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I think, you know, kind of getting a couple of stints back in. So going back to nursing school and just getting the grasp of homework and of writing papers all over again, it was like a new learning curve. But like now I think my focus is just different. Like I realize what I'm going to school for. I know what I want out of it. And I know how important it is to get all that you can get. I think, you know, kind of when you come out of high school, you know, you just left like your senior year. So you were like it, you know, like, and then you come into the university and you just kind of have to find yourself again. You know, sometimes there could be some good or bad influences that you meet along the way. But I think, you know, having the responsibility of being in control of whether you show up for class or not, if you're not ready for that, I would say just kind of take a little break and don't come right away because it's going to be here. Mm-hmm. They'll be here waiting for you. But making sure that, you know, your focus is correct and you know what you want. I literally changed my major probably 4 or 5 times.
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
And so just FYI, so we're all looking at, we've got lists of questions that we ask, and I'm looking at yours, and it's like, we're not doing this on purpose, but we're kind of going through these questions, and you touched on a little bit, one of the questions you already answered, what's your major is online leadership?
Yeah, organizational leadership.
Organizational leadership, online, right, okay. So you talk a little bit, but what drives you now? What gives you reason? What gives you purpose?
Yeah, was there a day that you just had a really bad day at work and you thought, oh my goodness, this is not what I want to do. I want to change everything. When did it hit you?
Yeah, I think it was just, you know, I worked at, I've worked with in non-for-profits for a long, long time. Ended up getting an opportunity with the YMCA. And I remember just thinking like, man, I hope like not having a degree doesn't get in the way of, you know, where I'm trying to go. And the more I think about it, I see like all the people I work with and what they do and they went to school and they did all this. And it's just kind of like, you know, I don't want not having a degree to ever stand in the way of me progressing in my career.
Right.
And so I was like, nah, I'm going. And not only am I going to get one, I'm going to go get one that's going to help me in this field.
Nice.
And that's something that I really found with organizational leadership. It's so cool because, you know, some of the classes that I've taken already, we're going through books that are hiring and firing are based on with the YMCA. So it's been so refreshing to know that
enriching.
I'm on the right path. I'm doing the right things. And then to really open your mind up to kind of show you what these things that you're reading, like what that means and how they play out. Like it's been great.
So at meetings, are you like, oh, well, so-and-so says that I was reading in my book and so-and-so said that we do it this way, we do it this method.
Trust me, my interview process is a lot different now. I ask different questions and I've literally stolen everything that I got from Ross's class, and I've saved all my PDFs because it's just good stuff that I can kind of cascade down to my team, and it's phenomenal information. So,
Plus, and forgive me if I'm wrong, but you have a couple kids watching what you're doing too.
I do. Yeah, I have three kids. My daughter Bryn. She's 13. She'll be 14 in, what is today's day? She'll be 14 next week.
29.
Yeah, she turns 14 next
April,
week.
Baby.
April 8th.
Nice.
And then I have two boys, Crosby and Rowan, and they both go to the Child Development Center across the street, Wichita State. My wife is a lead teacher in the infant room there, and so they have the pleasure of going to work with mom every day, and so that's good and refreshing. But yes, absolutely, those guys, I mean, I'm doing it for myself, you know, but also for what's going to come from it all for our family.
Right. Yeah, you guys really all clicked in. Did you know that you were all going to do that? How did you get connected to WSU?
Like kind of reconnected?
Yeah. So your wife working?
Yeah. So she's been, so since she graduated, she's been over at the CDC and even before. So like when she was doing all her intern, everything, like she did everything there, and she's been there since, like she hasn't left. And then the boys, it was just kind of natural. It was like, I know it's like, you know, childcare in itself is just expensive, but I'm like, nah, I want them to be there. Mm-hmm. I just feel, not only just because their mother's there, but because the Child Development Center, Wichita State, is top notch. And the way that they look at the children that come in there as, you know, learners and potential learners, they really, truly help develop the kids. And it's amazing. Like my son, you know, both of my sons knew how to speak sign language before they went to the first, the 1 year old. They can understand directives, like they get it, you know, and you see them progress and it's like, I don't want them to go anywhere else, you know. So that's been great. And then, I mean, it was just kind of natural, you know. Wichita State's amazing is, you know, their employees and their spouses can get some discount, and that definitely helped.
Yes, they
can. Pay for some schooling, and I'm taking advantage of it. I mean, my wife has her, she has 2 degrees, and so I am trying to just get mine so that I can, you know, I mean, and I might as well, you know, take advantage of some of the things. And that's something else, you know, if your wife or your husband or any, they, if they're connected to the university in any way, like that's just another thing that can help you say, you know, maybe I could get back in here and see what I can do. So.
It really is, because we always talk about all you have to do if you feel like you're lost, just show up. And opportunities come to you. Things that you would never have expected.
Yeah, we have that discussion quite often. What I'm looking at, though, and I've known you, and you were at our Alati celebration, the Adult Learner of the Year. I believe it was your wife that nominated you, right? So I'm going to guess that she's one of maybe many, or maybe she's it for you, but your support system.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about your support system and what that looks like and how it helps?
So my support system is phenomenal. It's amazing. Like, you know, you said you just learn things as you get older. And I've had people get removed from my life that I thought would be there forever, you know.
Right, yeah.
But same. God, you know, and I'm a big believer, you know, and God has really just brought the right people into my life at the right times. You know, first off at home, my wife, my kids, they're huge supporters of me. They look to me as somebody and so, you know, that's huge. I mean, that in itself would be enough. But I mean, my wife's mother and her grandmother are amazing. They help us so much with the boys.
That's good.
I mean, they pretty much, my boys don't even claim our house as their home. Like, they live with their Nana or live with their Gigi and their Nini. Yeah, they live with them. That's their permanent home. They just stay with us.
Yes. You're the summer house.
But so they're huge. My sister-in-law, Lanier, she's great. Her and Tiffany both graduated from Wichita State.
Okay.
But just great as far as just keeping you focused and just keeping you encouraged. And just, you know, people are watching you, you know, whether you think they are or not. I often, you know, I remember coming out of a Chinese restaurant one time, a long time ago, and I got stuck between two cars. Like, they were close, so I got stuck between the mirror, and there was someone sitting in that car that was next to it. And I was like, I walk around, I get in the car, and I drive off, and I'm like, man, I'm going to be the brunt of a joke I'm never going to hear. But that's also life. Like, I've realized that people are watching you, and they're talking about you, and you're encouraging people and inspiring people that you have you'll never know.
Sure.
And I think that, you know, for me, God definitely does it that way for me, because he knows that I'll get too prideful and too boastful. So I'm glad. I kind of just maneuver the way that I maneuver and do the things that I need to do. But, you know, my system that I have around me, that's my immediate system. And then, of course, my church family and all the guys that I've met through there. My pastor, I have mentors in the community, but it's just like the people that I'm surrounded with right now are like, they're not going to allow me to go backwards.
Everybody's all in.
They're all behind me and they're just riding this wave with me. And, you know, if I start to stumble or fall, like, I can go to them. And my dad too, man. My dad, like, when I need to know the truth. You know those people in your life?
Yep.
Where you're like, okay, I don't want to ask Dad. Anybody else.
He will burst your bubble.
Dad. This is what's going on. And he's he's such a straight shooter.
Yep.
And he really keeps me in touch with reality. And he's like, this is really what's going on. You don't have to, don't worry about that. Don't waste your time. He's very wise, and he's a Renaissance man, like one of the last, so he can do a little bit of everything.
Yep.
I just trust him. He's my go-to. Too. Yeah.
I'll be like, hey, Dad, I have a really great idea. And he'll say, well, did you think about this and this and this? And I was like,
not such a great idea anymore.
Oh, it's not a great idea. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
but it is
it's
so
honest.
It's important to have those kind of people in your life. Mm-hmm. So what happens when you have a challenge or a setback or a really rough day?
What is a challenge for you?
A challenge for me is me. I think I get in my own way more than anything. That's just the honest to God truth.
Guilty.
I sometimes will overthink things, and when I overthink, I kind of get stagnant and I don't do anything. And then all of a sudden, I'm procrastinating, I'm putting things off. So that's really my biggest obstacle is me. And so that's when I have my support system, especially my wife. She's always like, Ryan, like, you have got to get out of your head.
Yeah.
And it's funny because she overthinks a lot too. But when she sees me, she's like, no, that's not what it is. That's not where we need to be. And so I definitely, you know, I lean on her for, because she's a straight shooter too. She's like my dad. She's not holding me punches. And I need that. You know, you need those people in your life that are not going to be yes men. And she's definitely that, not that. If I'm going in the wrong direction, she's going to pull me right back and get me back on track for sure.
Good.
Yeah.
You have multiple layers of support.
Yeah.
That will help you, and you realize that. And there are many resources as adult learners, not only here on campus, but that as adult learners we're able to pull from. But that being said, that's one of the advantages. Can you talk about maybe some of the other advantages you've seen as being an adult learner?
Yeah, so I'm glad that you talked about the university. So Wichita State in itself has been a huge support of me. So, A, being nominated for Adult Learner of the Year, right?
Right.
Tomorrow I'm coming in, like, the diversity and inclusion, they're having a thing about, and I got a award, and it's a come and go, and I'll go, and I'll get a reward and a gift, and like, and then just the instructors that I've had, even the ones online, super responsive, super helpful. They check in with you. Their offices are open to you. I mean, my English 2 teacher, listen, it's been a while since I've written a paper, okay? But she was so phenomenal and just very understanding, and it's amazing. I mean, that the university in itself, like, these people are not here to get a paycheck. Like, they're really here to see us succeed and to identify who's next up, you know? And I love that, everybody looks at universities or institutions sometimes as, oh, they're just in it to do this and get the money in for them. But no, they really want to see the students and their learners succeed. And so that's been huge for me, too, and actually being able to see that and be a part of that and feel that. It's been awesome.
So I have to ask, what award are you receiving?
I don't know. Like, it's just from my academic. Since I've been back, like, I'm straight A's, you know. So
yeah.
Academic side of it and doing that. So it's I'd have to pull up the email to be 100% sure on it. I don't even know. I'm just showing
right.
it.
Yeah. No.
Food?
I'm not sure if they do or not. It's a come and go, so maybe.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah.
No, that's. That's phenomenal. I'm glad that's happening for you. And again, that kind of talks about, Amber and I have a lot of conversations about showing up. People are going to notice you. And that's basically not all you have to do, but it's a big part of it is showing up, being there. And it sounds like that's what's happened for you. So that being said, I'm going to ask you then about, you talked a little your English 102. I have a feeling that's not your favorite class, but maybe Ryan's just FYO is over here shaking his head.
No.
So what has been your favorite class? And can I ask?
Yeah. So honestly, my favorite class was I just took a 6-10 course with Mr. Ross. And it was an online course, but I told him, like, I put in the review, and then I actually emailed him as well because I needed him to know how phenomenal his class was. It was online, so I was like, oh, okay, an online class, you know, it's going to be on me. But the way he structures it is you have to be participating. You have to comment on your classmates, their post.
Right.
And he doesn't let you just do one, and there's always a link that you have to put into it. So he's very on top of that. And then he structures the weeks, like you know, here are the assignments that you're going to need, here are the lectures. But his lectures are not just PowerPoints. Like, he actually, he voiceovers them. And so you can really follow. And then, like, the homework kind of follows his, what he's saying. Lectures. So you can kind of get on there and listen and do your homework at the same time and take your notes and do what you need to do. And I learned so much, especially about the book, The Advantage, you know, Humble, Hungry, Smart, like all these things that I already had heard of and I already had been doing, but getting a deeper understanding of it, it was amazing. That's been my favorite class so far. But don't get me wrong, all the classes have been great. Even my English class, it was a good experience because I haven't been in it in a while. I connected with some of the students there, and like I'll see them over at the YMCA at the North Y, and we chat about our semesters and how they're going right now, and it's just cool. Like, I mean, it's been a great experience, and I think it's because I'm ready. I'm focused. Yeah. Like, I'm understanding, like, I'm not asking myself, why do I have to take this class? I'm like, okay, I wonder what I'm going to learn here and what I can get. And then not only what I can get, but what I can give, you know? And so, it's been great. I mean, honestly, the whole thing. But yeah, my 610 last semester, no, this semester, it's over. It was an 8-weeker.
Oh, okay.
That's also, too, that was 8 weeks. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff to get done,
fast.
But it was awesome. So,
good.
Get a chance, take Dr. Ross's 610 course. You will not be disappointed.
Yeah. So first 8 week is, you know, double everything instead of doing the 16 weeks. So I think it's good that you noted he was able to do the lectures and connect them to assignments, but also give you guys due dates, because I think a lot of students, when they take online classes, they think, oh, so it's an online class. It's going to be super easy. I can hide behind people very easily. Yeah. And that's so not true. It's the opposite. And or they feel like they can start the class this week and just go work ahead and get it all done, and then boom, done with the class. And that's not necessarily how we structure our online classes in our online programs here.
Yeah, so. And it's good that you don't. I mean, because then it keeps you going and keeps you accountable for your work. So
my question is, what are you gonna? I know that you have a great job now, and you're probably really, really good at your job.
As Ryan rolls his eyes.
It depends on who you ask, probably.
You just have a leadership quality. You're very warm and inviting and easy to talk to. And what is your degree going to help you do in the future with your career?
I think it's going to help me to do something that the Y is passionate about, and that's grow leaders. I think it's going to help me to see potential, help to guide them, help to encourage, help to teach. You know, I don't know. Sky's the limit, honestly. There's not an end game in my head right now where I want to go. I have some goals of what I want to do eventually. I would love to stay with the YMCA. I love working for the YMCA. I love what we do and our mission and how we're about all and how we are. We don't exclude anybody. We want everybody to be able to participate in what we're doing. And I can get behind that all day long. Yes. So I would love to stay with the Y. I don't know. The sky's the limit. I will not turn down an opportunity. I will never just say no way to this or that, or that'll never happen. Never. I just feel like this season of my life has shown me that even at 41, that there's so many opportunities out there. This one right here being one, just to be able to talk on this podcast about how being an adult learner and what that entails in my experiences, and just the awards and the opportunities and the people that you're meeting. And I just feel like this connection, even here at this table, has been great. Like every time I pop in here, it's just nothing but love. It's a good really vibe. It's a really good vibe. It's just great. This season, I'm just open. I don't know. I'm open. You would think that everybody be established by this age, but it's not the case.
I'm 52 years old. Am I established? No. But I'm like you. Gosh, I love working at Wichita State, and this is great. And there are so many opportunities that I just don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, and that's fun.
Or how you can change somebody's life the better.
You know, that's one of my favorite things about this job is people saying, oh, I couldn't have done it without you. Well, secretly, you could have. I'm just happy to be able to be here and be be a cheerleader, an advocate, and get to meet so many amazing individuals like yourself, Ryan. So want to thank you for coming on this podcast and talking. Amber, is there any, as you look over our secret list of questions, do you have any, or Ryan, is there any last parting words of wisdom, or anything that you'd like to share with us? Before
you have any other questions, ask them.
I always ask about the kids and how you will, because I know that your mom was like, go to college. Yeah. That's next.
Yeah.
So what is your approach with all of the kids and their generation now?
Mm-hmm. I think there's a gap, right? I think that the biggest gap and the biggest issue that I've seen and actually experienced is that I think that the older generation always looks at us as spoiled, always looks at us as we've been given everything. But the truth of the matter is it's not my fault that cell phones were invented. It's not my fault that Google came about. It's not my fault that I don't have to go to the library, even though I did early in life. Now, listen, I'm 41, so I know how to go through a microfiche, and I know how to go through a card catalog and all that good stuff. Okay. I even used it in my first pen here, which I stayed, okay?
Yeah.
Online chatting was a new thing when I was first coming here. So I know both sides of it. And I think that that's why my generation is critical to bridge the gap between the generation that came before me and the generation that comes after me. Mm-hmm. Because you have to understand, like, all they're doing is taking advantage of the things that you guys did for us. Like, you paved the way. So don't feel like we're casting you to the side. And that's another thing. So it's from both sides, the older generation, but then also the younger generation and how they need to understand, like, these people paved the way for you. So the respect and the wisdom that you can grab from them is invaluable. But with my kiddos, it's just going to be by example. I think that my mother, you know, she worked so very hard to make sure that we had everything that we needed and that we didn't feel any lack. But I think and only just through what she could do. She was only one person. And so, you know, working two jobs constantly and being gone, she was tired a lot. Mm-hmm. And I never understood. I'm like, man, Mom, every time you come home from work, all you do is make sure we have dinner and then you just go lay down. Okay.
And you're just grinding every day.
I didn't get it.
Yeah.
But now I understand. And I think the best thing, you know, A, that she instilled in me was get your education. She gave me so much insight on life and how to get ahead. And so I had a lot of things that a lot of people didn't get that I also didn't understand. I didn't know everybody's mother and father didn't pour into them like that and give up everything for them. And she did. So for that, I'm forever grateful to my mom. And still to this day, I am. But for my kids, I'm just praying that her prayers are answered, that I have a better life than she did, so that I'm able to work one job. And, you know, though it is a job that's taxing and it takes a lot of my time, I'm able to be there a little bit more often for my kiddos. And that, you know, when I'm at home studying for school, like, they see me. Like, it's not about what I'm telling them. They see me doing what I'm doing. Like, in December, I'm walking the stage. I'm doing the whole nine, whatever it takes. But I want them to see that, right? So they see that and they get excited about that. But then just also just being a true example of what a husband, what a friend, student, son, all those things are.
Yeah.
But anyways, that's how I plan on doing with my boys. And I also plan on fully supporting them in whatever direction that they want to go. Because I do realize that everybody's not college people, right?
Like
4 years, but trades, workforce, even if you want to take a break, I've been there and done that,
right?
And so I feel like I'm in a good place, and then my wife as well, in a very good place to guide our children.
You are.
And the decisions they're making.
And you guys can take a day off if you wanted to, you know?
Right. So you're not only talking the talk, you're walking the walk.
I'm walking it the best I can, for sure.
And we really appreciate that, and we know that not only do you serve as an example to your children, but to all...
Everybody on campus.
Yes. So thank you for representing adult learners and online learners as well. We appreciate it very much,
Ryan. Absolutely. Thanks for having me. And just one last thing before I jump off. I just want to thank you both for having me on and chatting, and just your passion for getting to know people and just helping people along. And ever since I first met you, Pam, when you invited the adult learners to come, and even the connections I made that night, like, it's just... the way how you're welcome, how you welcome people in, how you make them feel a part. Like, I literally felt like I was telling my mom I'm not coming home for Thanksgiving when you invited me to come get the flashlight. I was like, I'm at work. I'm like, I'm at work, but I really want to find time that I want to go get my flashlight or I want to go get my cookie. And it was like, I felt like, dang it, I can't make it, you know, like, right. And I hope that she doesn't feel, but I mean, every time I walk in here, it's just like, I don't know, it's really good vibes here.
Good.
And I think that this is an amazing resource for any adult learners, anybody that has questions or concerns, like, I know that you guys can get those out of the way quick so that they can get moving on what they want to do. So I just want to thank you for what you do.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work. You are making a difference. You've made a difference in my life for sure.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you, Ryan.
Yeah, you're the best.